This is NPR.
Thanks. Good morning. The top three Democratic presidential contenders debated in Nevada last night, and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama announced they've decided to end all arguments over race.
What's most important is that Senator Obama and I agree completely that, you know, neither race nor gender should be a part of this campaign. It is Dr. King's birthday. The three of us are here in large measure because his dreams have been realized.
Clinton said the situation may have gotten out of hand because of overly enthusiastic supporters, and Barack Obama said he regretted his campaign had used the issue of racial division.
We can't solve these challenges unless we can come together as a people, and we're not resorting to the same or falling into the same traps of division that we have in the past.
The primary in Nevada comes this Saturday, the same day as the Republican vote in South Carolina. Citigroup posted a loss of nearly $10 billion yesterday. That's the largest in the bank's 196-year history. Citigroup blames the loss on the subprime housing crisis. Officials say they had to write down the value of some subprime mortgage investments by $18 billion. The banks also warned about increased delinquencies on home loans, credit cards, and auto loans. Citigroup has announced it will cut 4,200 jobs to help cover the loss, and more cuts are forthcoming. The U.S. military is sending about 3,200 more troops to Afghanistan. Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell says the increase is not the same as the troop surge in Iraq.
A surge, I think, at least in the Iraq definition of things, was a plussing up of forces for an indefinite period of time.
Morrell says the added troops in Afghanistan are specifically intended to fight an expected offensive from the Taliban this spring.
This is for a very finite period of time. I mean, we've made it clear this is 7 months, this is a one-time deal, that's it.
Morrell says any additional troops needed in Afghanistan should come from NATO allies. After that, he says it'll fall on them to pitch in and fill the void. There are currently about 27,000 American soldiers in Afghanistan. Actor Brad Renfro has died. The 25-year-old has long struggled with drugs and alcohol, though the cause of death is not yet determined. A post-mortem examination will be conducted today or tomorrow. Renfro made his film debut at the age of 12, starring opposite Susan Sarandon in The Client. He's also appeared in Deuces Wild, Sleepers, and Apt Pupil. He recently completed what's his final film, The Informers. And oil prices fell again today. Analysts say the demand for fuel will fall more, with more consumers believing the U.S. economy is slowing down. A report from the government is expected to announce today that domestic gas reserves have grown. The Commerce Department said yesterday retail sales fell by 0.4% in December. That's a much larger decrease than analysts had predicted. And the National Transportation Safety Board says the deadly bridge collapse in Minneapolis last year was the result of a serious design flaw that would have been difficult to spot during routine safety inspections. Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker said the bridge had gusset plates that were used to connect the girders and were too thin to handle increased traffic on the bridge. The collapse on August 1st last year injured more than 100 people and killed 13. The NTSB says its investigations into the cause of the collapse are ongoing, and a final report should be released by the end of the year. As always, more news is available online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
You made it through, but I'm
not
letting you off the hook
at the last moment.
Yeah, she got choked up. She's so excited to be
about
here.
The bridge collapse.
I have a question, Celeste.
Yes.
How do you feel about meat? Do you eat meat?
Yes.
You like meat, Allison?
Yeah, I'm a reformed vegetarian. I now...
Okay.
Meat.
Oh, yeah, meat.
Not much
We're
red meat. Not much red meat.
Okay, but meat. We like meat.
Yeah.
What do you would you eat cloned meat?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's a no.
All right.